show. This is Cliffo and Gabby's catch up.
We're never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one on.
Never gonna get one.
We've got one, guys. Her name is Stephanie Arnold. She's part of the Netflix documentary Surviving Death, and she died. She's in Chicago right now, and she joins us. Stephanie, how are you?
I am alive and well, thank you.
Thank God for that. So if you missed it earlier on in the show, we put it out there. We want to get someone on who has died and is now alive to tell the story. Producer Brooke found you all the way over in Chicago in the United States of America. Now, you are one of the stars of a Netflix television show called Surviving Death. Is that, did I get that right?
Yes. Star is loose because I'm just one of the stories in episode one. Yes.
I'm going to go with star.
You're still a star, and especially because your story is so intriguing. Talk us through it. How did you die?
Thank you very much. I had very detailed visions, premonitions that I was going to die giving birth to our second child.
Wow.
And so I told everyone. I told all my doctors, nurses, family. I said, you know, I have a placenta previa, which for the men out there in your audience might be too much information to know, but it's basically when the placenta is growing on top of the cervix. And so, of course, what do we all do when we have something that we're worried about? We start Googling it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I go in and I'm like, oh, a placenta previa can turn into an accreta, which is what Kim Kardashian had, where the placenta, almost like a lava lamp, merges with the uterus.
Wow.
If that happens, you might need a hysterectomy. If that happens, you might hemorrhage. And if that happens, you and the baby might die.
Whoa.
And I sat back and I pushed the computer away and I took to my husband. I said, this is going to happen to us.
Oh,
the only
Jesus.
Difference is the baby's going to survive. So in the meeting, the doctor's like, Mrs. Arnold, how can we help you? And I explain, you're going to need to be there when you give me a hysterectomy. These organs are going to combine. I'm going to hemorrhage. This is going to protect me. And he's like, have you been on the internet?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, always. Dr. Google is always the cause.
Can we fast forward a little bit now, Stephanie? I want to play this. So I've just been sent a grab. This is from the Netflix doco. This is you talking about the experience of dying and what it was like for you. Let's have a listen.
When people talk about near-death experiences, they talk about it being so pleasant, but it was not the case with me.
That's all I've ever heard is like it's going towards the light. It was quite a beautiful experience.
Yeah.
What was so bad about it for you?
So I have a husband I love desperately and a baby on the way and a family I didn't want to give up on. And I wasn't ready to go. And so even though I saw spirits and I saw loved ones of ones who had passed, I was not comfortable being there. I have unfinished business to do. I'm like, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. And I've spent 3 months of my life trying to save my life that for me, it was very uncomfortable because I was like, no, I have to, no one's believing me and I have to get this done and I have to get back. Maybe because I wanted to tell everybody I told you so, but that's beside the point.
Wow.
That sounds really intriguing, but I hope that doesn't happen to me because I just don't want to die for 30 seconds.
I'm going to watch the doco, though.
Yeah. Oh, my
Surviving
God, me too.
Death on Netflix. I can't believe we thought we were never going to get one, but we did. Stephanie Arnold, she died. And, thank you so much for your time this morning, Stephanie. Amazing insights. Thank you.
Thank you very much. The Hit Breakfast Show.